This is a podcast for igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic rocks. A rock is composed of one or more minerals. They are classified by how they are formed or where they originate. Igneous rocks are from molten magma below ground or lava above ground. Sedimentary rocks are from sediments, and metamorphic rocks are from heat and pressure or from chemicals changing the minerals in a pre-existing rock. Igneous rocks form from the cooling and solidification or crystallization of molten lava or magma. They can be formed outside the ground as an extrusive rock or inside the ground as an intrusive rock. They can be felsic, which is a light-colored, low-density, and more aluminum-rich rock, or mafic, which is dark-colored, high-density, or full of iron and magnesium. Extrusive rocks can have small to no crystals and a fine or smooth texture because of the fast cooling of lava at or near the Earth's surface. Whereas intrusive rocks form very slowly from being way down inside the earth, and it gives a rough, coarse texture. As the rate of cooling increases, crystal size is much smaller. Igneous rocks have a few common characteristics which make them easy to identify. They have scattered intergrown crystals, a glassy texture, or contains vesicles, which are air or gas pockets. Sedimentary rocks form in horizontal layers from the accumulation of sediments, organic matter, or chemical precipitates. This is called lithification for the process of becoming a rock. The three types of sedimentary rocks are clastic, which are made out of pieces and weathered particles compressed and cemented together, crystalline, which is formed from chemically weathered or dissolved minerals that precipitate or evaporate, or water evaporates, or bioclastic or organic, which form from the accumulation of plant or animal matter. Clastic rocks often have visible particles which are cemented together after they are compressed. Crystalline rocks give evidence of former evaporated seas and are very fine-grained, soft, crystallized precipitates. And bioclastic includes anything with fossils made out of seashells or coal. Sedimentary rocks have characteristics for identification. They are composed of visible fragments or particles that have been cemented together. They have a layered appearance throughout the entire sample, or they contain fossils. Metamorphic rocks form from other pre-existing rocks, whether igneous, metamorphic, or sedimentary, through heat and pressure. No melting is involved. Chemical activity could also cause metamorphic rock changes. Metamorphic rocks are recrystallizing, so they do not melt. Changes in a rock because of metamorphism, increased density, could cause new mineral formation, could cause banding, could cause minerals to flatten, or it could cause a distorted structure. The two major pieces of metamorphic rock are foliated, where you have crystals arranging into bands, or non-foliated, which means there is no banding.